assault on the last IS bastion of Boghuz has resumed, with coalition artillery targeting fighters who are refusing to leave. Hundreds of fighters came out before the barrage, and some of them spoke with ABC Middle East correspondent Adam Harvey, and a warning, his package contains some graphic details.
After a couple of days' respite, the artillery opened up again on the last piece of IS territory. It might be going too far to call Boghuz a stronghold now, as its defenders abandon it by the hour. Over 3 days, around 1,000 fighters have come out and given themselves up. They're told to form lines in the desert, searched, and separated into nationalities and levels of threat. Foreign fighters are quickly whisked away to be dealt with by US special forces. There's less of a rush with the Syrians and Iraqis, and that gives us time to approach a line of sullen men sitting on the ground. I was a civilian, says one man. I was just a private driver. I didn't get a chance to leave because ISIS took our documents. The situation was very tough. There was no food, no health care. We were not able to get out. Then the Syrian Democratic Forces said the families could leave, so we came out with our families to here. We're shooed away as the men are transferred to the US soldiers. And as we walk away, we stumble across a group of severely wounded IS prisoners. There's a couple of corpses under blankets, and there are two very young children with them. There are no women here. One of the men beckons us over and gestures to a man lying beside him. The injured man has an open wound on his ankle. You can see the smashed bone and the maggots in his flesh. He's in agony. He writhes around as we speak, holding onto his friend's arm.
And he gets shazia from the bombing, breaking his bones. And till now he said for 1 week without any help, even medication, even drinking water. He didn't have water for 2 days now.
The speaker is an Egyptian. He's rare among captured IS men. He makes no claim to be a cook or a driver.
I'm from ISIS, but he's not. He's not a fighter and not even helping with anything.
He says this group gave themselves up as part of negotiations.
Why did you come here?
Here?
Yeah.
They bring us here.
Yeah,
they say they have a deal that we have to go, the injured people have to go to hospital, they get care, and everybody who did something, he have to go to jail or have to go fix his own way. And we say, okay, we are happy to go out of this fight.
It's not just the fighters who aren't getting medical care. A few hundred metres away, a group of sick children are waiting to be loaded into the back of lorries and taken to refugee camps further north. A couple look close to death, and it's a six-hour drive through the desert to any help at all. They'll be lucky to make it. This is Adam Harvey reporting for AM from near Boghuz in Syria.